านกําลังรับฟัง SBS Radio ลาว
โรคภัยไข้เจ็บมันเกิดมาพร้อมๆกับมนุษย์และมันก็นับมือนับเกงและหายแห้งขึ้นไปเรื่อยๆบางโรคบางพยาธิก็ทึกปินปัวบ่ได้ง่ายๆแต่บางชนิดก็ปัวได้ง่ายๆบางแนวต้องปัวกันอย่างหนักหน่วงให้ดีให้หายไปจากมันกลับคืนมาเป็นปกติแต่บางแนวคันว่าเป็นก็แปลว่าจาโยมพิบาลกําลังรอท่าอยู่พยาธิโควิด -19 กําลังอาลวาดโลกนี้อยู่แม่นว่าก็ยังบ่มียุกยาใดๆและวิธีการใดๆจะมาปินปัวมันได้เถื่อแต่นักวิทยาศาสตร์ขั้นโลกหวังว่าจะมียาวัคซีนกันมันไว้ในไวบ่ซานี้พยาธิหลายอย่างหลายแนวที่ปินปัวบ่ได้แม่นชนิดที่เกิดมาจากไวรัสและอื่นด้วยเส้นมะเร็งที่ส่วนใหญ่บ่แม่นย้อนแม่พยาธิใดๆดังมะเร็งม้ำมะเร็งแม้มตับปอดไส้น้อยไส้ใหญ่เลือดและอื่นมะเร็งเลือดมี3ชนิดด้วยกันคือลูคีเมียเมโลมาและลิมโฟมาอาการต่างๆเหล่านี้ถ้าเป็นแม่นว่าคงบ่รอดตายได้วิธีการปินปัวมะเร็งเลือดแม่นอาศัยเลือดของคนเฮาเองที่เลือดแต่ละหยดสามารถทึกนําไปกันตองออกมาเป็นเลือดอื่นๆมาปินปัวทั้ง3มะเร็งนั้นได้พร้อมกันลดพอชิ้นส่วนต่างๆอยู่ในเลือดนั้นสามารถทึกแบ่งแยกออกไปเพื่อปินปัวมะเร็ง3ชนิดนั้นที่บ่คือกันแต่ก็แม่นมะเร็งเลือดทั้งนั้นในมื้ออื่นนี้วันอาทิตย์ที่14มิถุนายนปี2020เป็นมื้อบริจาคเลือดในประเทศรัสเซียที่คนมากมายดังที่เคยมีมาทําบุญทําทานโดยการไปให้เลือดแก่กาแดงเพื่อนําไปใช้ไปซอยในด้านการแพทย์ดังเพื่อปินปัวมะเร็งเลือดทั้ง3ชนิดนั่นเองท่านเจฟนิสันเป็นคนเจ็บคนป่วยคนหนึ่งจากหลายพันคนในประเทศรัสเซียที่เป็นมะเร็งเลือดในแต่ละปีที่ท่านเป็นมะเร็งเลือดนั้นมาสั่วระยะนึงแล้วในบ่นานข้างหน้านี้ท่านจะเสียชีวิตย้อนอาการของท่านนั้นคือมะเร็งเลือดที่เป็นสิ่งที่ปินปัวบ่ได้เถื่อแต่เลือดที่ถึกนําไปปินปัวทานนั้นสามารถเฮ็ดให้ทานมีชีวิตชีวาอันปกติก่อนตายได้มะเร็งเลือดของทานนั้นถ้าเป็นแม่นอยู่ในโลกนี้บ่เกิน4ปีข้าพเจ้ามีโอกาสสัมผัสทานแต่น่าเสียดายเพราะจําต้องสัมผัสเป็นภาษาอังกฤษเพราะผู้เกี่ยวปากลาวบ่ได้และเป็นคนออสเตรเลีย
โอเคเชฟ blood cancer is something really seriousIt takes life. And could you tell me, what is the percentage of Australian population that have blood cancer?
So, at the moment, there's 3 types of blood cancer, just to give you a little bit of back information, being leukemia, myeloma, and lymphoma. In 2014, I was diagnosed with multiple myeloma.
Yeah.
And at the time that I was diagnosed, 1,400 peoplewere diagnosed every year with multiple myeloma. Now that number is up over 2,000 people a year are getting diagnosed with multiple myeloma. So it's a greatly increasing number and, you know, something that we need help to get on top of.
How do they find out that you have blood cancer?
So for most people, given that there's 3 types of blood cancer, it's typically you can have tests with your GP. So, and it's assessed by either a basic blood test where they'll check your lymph nodes. As well as that, they can test you in a number of different ways. But basically, if you go to a GP on a regular occurrence and get your checkups, that's how it would be identified if you had it.
Does it cause any pain or headache or something? What is the symptom of it?
Well, when I was diagnosed with blood cancer, the nature of my disease was such that it was degenerative of my bones. So I was playing basketball as a 40-year-old guy, and my upper humerus bone basically fell apart. Now, I spent 3 weeks in hospital, and they were trying to work out what the disease was or what the issue was. And it was after 3 weeks of with lots of testing that they found out that I had multiple myeloma. So it's different for everybody. Some people, for lymphoma, for example, they find raised lymph nodes. And other people, it's via a simple blood test, and they experience very little pain. But one of the big challenges of blood cancer is it does affect your immune system. And so that's why it's so important to get your checkups and make sure you find the blood cancer or the disease before it starts affecting your health.
No, you know, the prostate cancer is they have a high rate of success in healing and curing it. How about the blood cancer? How successful is the treatment?
Look, as I mentioned, there are several different types of cancer. Some of the leukemias and the lymphomas, they have success in treating those cancers. With multiple myeloma, which is the disease that I have, it is a terminal disease, and the average life expectancy post-diagnosis for multiple myeloma at the moment is as short as 4 years. So there's a lot of work and research that needs to be done to find blood cancer treatments so that we can extend that 4 years out to, you know, enable people like me to live a long, healthy life and die of natural causes as opposed to dying of cancer.
I suppose the blood cancer need a lot of blood. So how important is for people to donate blood for this type of cancer, the three types?
It's really, really important. So I undergo immunotherapy treatment. I also undergo chemotherapy treatment. They're two different types of treatment. But as well as that, because my immune system is severely hampered, I also have to receive an infusion of immunoglobulin. Now, immunoglobulin is they refine that from blood donations. So throughout your treatment cycle, at one point in time, for me it's monthly, but at some point in time, blood cancer patients will require blood. And so it makes it amazingly important that the public go out and donate blood. Because for my treatment, for example, it takes upwards of 100 plasma and blood donations for me to be able to receive the treatment that I receive. And that treatment is what keeps me able to live a generally normal life in the time that I have whilst we're trying to find a cure for this cancer.
Am I right to say that, you know, when you go for a treatment, they put a new blood into your system, like transfusion of gearbox oil or something like this, you know? Where,
yes.
Is that like that?
It depends on what your body needs. My body needs immune cells that come in the blood. So I don't get the whole blood transfusion. I just get a specific part of the blood. In my case, it's immunoglobulin cells. Mm-hmm. For other people, it's different. Other people need other aspects or other components of blood. And that's why they say if you go and donate blood, you're saving three lives. And it's so true. When you go and donate blood, you really are saving a life.
Donating blood in Australia, is it difficult, painful, or what?
No, look, it's there is a needle prick, so they do need to access your veins, but that's a very short and not overly painful process. So it's really quite easy. You go into the blood donation center and you go through a qualifying questionnaire to make sure you're able to donate blood. And then you sit in a chair for about 45 minutes to 1 hour and they extract the blood. It's a pretty straightforward process. It's quite pain-free and it's a very simple undertaking. So yeah, it's not difficult at all, really.
Where to find the center to donate blood?
If you look up the Australian Blood Donors Registry, or if you look up Red Cross on the internet and look for blood donation, if you Google any of those terms, you'll find where to donate blood. So it's pretty easy to find if you've got access to the internet. Or if someone around you has access to the internet, you can easily find where to donate.
So a healthy person can donate blood at any time, is that right?
That's correct. So you can only donate blood every 3 months, but you can donate what's called plasma, which is a component of the blood, far more regularly.
After you donate blood, you have to have a rest for the whole day, or you feel unstable or you know, something not right in your body, or how do you feel after donating blood?
Look, I can only reflect on my experience from back when I used to donate blood. I felt fine. You know, you do have to take it easier. You can't go out and do aggressive sport or these sorts of things. But you can live your life quite normally. As I said, you do have to take it a little bit easier just because they have taken a bit of blood from you. But, you know, it's not a significant amount of blood that they take, and it doesn't affect you significantly, or it doesn't affect most people significantly, but you do have to take precautions for 24 hours.
Oh, so that means after 24 hours, your body rebuild the blood volume in your body, is that right?
Yeah, thereabouts. That's right.
24 hours, not very long, so you will be back to normal.
Yeah, indeed you will be. As I said, most people don't notice significant effects at all.
Yeah, and you will be feeling very good because you know that your blood will be saving 3 lives in one go.
Well, that's exactly right, you know. When you donate blood, you save 3 lives and lives like mine. I'm a 46-year-old guy. I've got 2 young kids, and without the amazing blood donations that are given on a daily basis, without those, I wouldn't be able to live the life that I live, you know. I may not be able to live for as long. So I, for one, am very thankful for people who donate blood. Can I also just talk to you about blood cancer treatments? Because the other thing that is life-saving for people like me is the wonderful research that goes into blood cancer research, looking for treatments, life-saving treatments that help people like myself live longer.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment, an organization called Snowdome Foundation, they doing research into treatments called genomics. And that treatment is basically helping tailor treatments to the patient so that the treatment isn't generalized treatment. It's a very specific treatment, again, that helps target the cancer and helps people like me maintain quality of life throughout their cancer journey.
Mm-hmm. The genomic testing or whatever it is, only 1/3 of blood cancer can access to it. Is that right?
That is correct. That is correct.
Why is that so?
Simply because of the funding behind the genomic testing. The funding's not there and the research hasn't been completed yet. And that's why it's so important that we support organizations like Snowdome to help fund this research so that more people can access this treatment, because as you quite rightly said, only 1/3 of people can access these treatments at the moment. And without funding and supporting organizations like Snowdome, people like me can't access these critical treatments. And so it's so very important that we provide support to enable this research.
And the blood donating day is the 14th of June this year, is that right?
It is on the 14th of June, so it would be wonderful that if on the 14th of June, which is Sunday, on that day, if you book in to donate blood, then as we spoke about before, every time you donate blood, you save 3 lives.
Is it possible just walk in and walk out on the day, or you have to be appointment?
If it's a larger center, you can just walk in, but they do recommend making an appointment because many of the centers you need to make a booking. So I would recommend making a booking and going in, donating blood. And look, they even give you a nice bicky or a cup of tea after you donate blood. So we recommend you go and do that.
Am I right to say that the blood donating center have language help, like interpreters, all of this?
They do. Like, and that's why it's important to book as well. Because if you need language support, then that can be arranged.
Thank you very much for the interview, and I hope you will live a bit longer than normal. Thank you.
Sure. Okay.
Thank you
for your time.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye-bye.
สำหรับ like, share, ให้ติดตาม SBS Lao ที่ Facebook.